This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Monday, August 28th, 2006. Let's see, what did I do this weekend? Well, actually, I first tell you that I am recording this a little bit differently. I've decided to try to record using, as Larry would say in the Little Fatty Cast, the banjo band. So I don't know if this is going to work or not, but I'm going to try it just to see. Because I always went through this whole process of doing the Audio Hijack Pro and then bring it into iTunes and then, oh, just a whole fucking process, and you don't need to hear about that. So anyway, if it sounds a little different, it's because I'm doing it on GarageBand. All right, so I was going to tell you about what I did this weekend, what was going on this weekend. Well, on Friday, I went to the boyfriend's house, and what did we do? God, oh, yeah. Oh, I know what we did. We went to the local wine shop, and we did a wine tasting, and then we bought a couple wines because we were going to dinner at a friend's house Friday night, so we had to get a bottle of Riesling. So we tasted some Rieslings and then decided on a Riesling. And then we came home and changed and went to dinner at the boyfriend's, well, I guess she's my friend too, their house for dinner. And they made chicken, I don't really know what it was called, but some kind of chicken with potatoes. And they had ice cream shakes, ice cream shakes for dessert. And it was fun. We ended up drinking some really nice French red wine. I can't think of the name of it that we had. And then we had the Riesling for dinner. And then nothing else. That was it. But it was fun. We had a good time. We hung out. We talked. Talked a little bit of politics, talked a little bit of wine, of course talked about food, and just really enjoyed ourselves, so it was fun. Then after that, of course we came home, and I was staying at the boyfriend's house this weekend because he has been at my house for the last several weekends, so it was time to go to his house. Plus, as you may have heard, he is a pet sitter, so he had pets to take care of, so it's easier for him to be at his house when he has pets to take care of because they're usually right around where he lives. So instead of having to drive out to my place and then drive back into the city to do his pets and then come back out to my house, it's so much easier if I just go to the city and stay with him. So that's what we did this weekend. I stayed with him. Saturday, we had a chance to have an interview with a winemaker of a winery that we've been to before. It's called Ingleside Vineyards, but it's on the northern neck of Virginia where my friend Bob lives, my artist friend Bob. So it was it ended up being almost a 3-hour drive to get there, which really sucked because the traffic on 95 South, I'm sure some of you are familiar with 95 South, or just 95 in general, goes for, I think, from Maine to Florida or something like that. But anyway, in our area, we have some commuter lanes, and that usually opens up the highway for more people to get on the highway. But unfortunately, the commuter lanes were closed this weekend for some kind of work being done. So that meant that 5 lanes went down to 3. And that's, 95 is a major artery on the East Coast, and that just was jammed with traffic. As I said, it took us 3 hours to get there, when normally, on a normal day, it would take us about an hour and a half, so probably twice as long, which really sucked. But it was worth it because we were able to record a podcast for our wine site, and I just posted that a couple minutes ago. And we were able to have lunch with each other. I say something else, but anyway, we had lunch, we enjoyed a bottle of Chardonnay, and it was relatively cool out there. Not relatively cool, it was not hot, I should say. It was warm, but it was not hot. And we got to see our friend Andrea, who we met the last time we were there, who helped us get into the component tasting that we did the last time we were at Ingleside. And this time, during our tasting, we met these other people. They worked there, Jameson and his wife Sarah. Well, they can't be more than like 21 or 22 years old. They're extremely young. And I thought Jameson was kind of cute, but the boyfriend's like, I'm not so sure why. And then I said, well, would you do him? And the boyfriend said, well, hell yeah, I'd do him, but I don't know that he's all that cute. But I thought he was cute. But the thing I did notice is that they're kind of stupid. I shouldn't say that, but they just, you know, the way people talk, you can kind of tell that they're uneducated and lack the, I don't know, not social skills, but something that, that makes me think that they aren't quite as educated as maybe they could be. So, but they're very nice. They were very nice. We had a very nice time. They did a good job with the wines. They were, you know, they were surprised that the boyfriend and I could detect the different wines in the blends that were that we tasted. So it just shows that we have developed our palates pretty well. So then after the wine tasting, we, we had the interview with the winemaker after lunch. So after the interview we did in the podcast we recorded, then it was time to go home. And again, it took us 3 hours to get home because the commuter lanes were still closed, which, as I said before, really sucks because it's a traffic. I'm sure I've said this before, but I absolutely hate the traffic. The traffic drives me crazy. Well, the boyfriend was being very patient with me because I was cussing and, you know, saying, why in the world? I mean, just a matter of volume is making this. I mean, we were at points we were dead stopped on 95. It was just absolutely fucking ridiculous. So I absolutely hate that. Anyway, so we didn't get home until like early evening, like 6:30 or something like that. And then the poor boyfriend had to go and do pets again. So that's why we couldn't stay over. We were actually considering staying over, but the boyfriend had like 4 pet jobs to do. So I relaxed and watched the news and just kind of relaxed while the boy, actually I think I took a nap too, but the boyfriend spent 2 hours doing pets. So he was absolutely exhausted when he got home because we'd had a long day on the road, and then he had to come home and get on the road himself to go do pets. So he was not, I don't think he was too pleased with that, but he wasn't in a good mood or anything. He was just tired. But he did have enough energy to make us a delicious steak and rice dinner. And we had a French... I don't know enough about these wines to tell you the exact one. I know it was a French wine that we had for dinner. It was a red. I want to say Beaujolais, but I don't think that's right. It was not a Beaujolais. Of course, if the boyfriend hears this, he will correct me by probably leaving a comment on the website, I'm sure. So, boyfriend, if you're listening to this, leave a comment. Tell everybody what the wine was. And then we were just so exhausted, we went to bed. But luckily, on Sunday, we didn't have anything to do. The boyfriend did have a few pet jobs, but like we didn't have to get up and rush off to, you know, a winery or an event or anything like that. It actually ended up being a nice, quiet, relaxing morning. I wrote about this on my blog. My boyfriend likes to read the Sunday paper. And, well, first he, of course, makes us dinner. Not dinner, breakfast. And he made these multigrain pancakes that he likes, and he made bacon, too. But usually, usually I end up doing the dishes and cleaning up the kitchen while he enjoys reading the Sunday paper and having another cup of coffee. I don't think he makes an entire pot of coffee, but he probably makes enough to have two or three cups of coffee, I think. But then that's it. He doesn't drink coffee the rest of the day. So Sunday morning, I was doing the dishes, and he was sitting there reading the paper, and it was just so quiet and relaxing. And he totally got to read the paper from cover to cover and enjoy his second cup of coffee. I cleaned up the dishes and cleaned the kitchen, and then I watched the CBS Sunday Morning Show. But during breakfast and when he was reading the paper, we were listening to some very beautiful classical music that we enjoy. And then after he came back, because he likes to go to give praise or worship at his whatever choice of church he goes to, because it can change from time to time. But anyway, after church, and then after he did his pets, then we wrote our little article for the wine site that we do, you know. And then it was getting like in the afternoon, so I'm like, I better go home so you can do laundry. And I had to do laundry, so I left. Oh my God, I just spent almost 10 minutes telling you about my fucking weekend. But it was a very good weekend. But as I mentioned on the podcast last week, and the boyfriend and I talked about it, I believe, on Friday's show. This was it. Our weekend, our summer is over. We both start back to work. Well, he actually starts back officially with the students arriving tomorrow, but I start back for teacher work days. But that means the end of the summer. That means I have to get my ass up tomorrow morning, or I should say I got up this morning at the ass crack of dawn, and no more late nights for me. Excuse me. Oh, my goodness. And actually, that reminds me, some of you may have noticed this, and maybe Mike Hip has noticed this, but for most of the summer, I have been posting the show late in the evening or early in the morning, like 1:30 in the morning. But from now on, the show will not be posted until like 5 a.m., between 5 and 5:30 in the morning. So I'm hoping that that's still early enough for Mike Hip to listen to it, because he covers me on his website, podcastsoup.net, almost every single day, and I really appreciate it. So I know that he enjoys listening to the show, so I want to make sure that it's posted in time for him to listen to it. Anyway, that's just chitter-chatter. But just so you know, if for those of you who have been getting it late at night, that's going to be changing starting. It started today, that you did not get it until between 5 and 5:30 a.m. Okay, so moving on to other things. Let's see, what's been happening? Well, excuse me, I have a little tickle in my throat. I just finished watching Big Brother. And as you know, Big Brother is a huge thing for me and several other podcasters and people who listen to the show. So before I say anything, if you have not watched Big Brother yet, if you TiVo'd it or it's on your DVR or you recorded it or whatever, you might want to speed through this part or skip it or something. But anyway, so now I'm going to talk about it. On Big Brother, on last Thursday, we had James was kicked out of the house. And you know, as I was very sad about that, because I think he's gorgeous, but I think he's stupid. I don't like his politics. But anyway, my goodness, excuse me. Erica did win the head of household. So Erica became head of household. So on Sunday night show, we had to find out who she was going to nominate for eviction. And of course, there was all this politics and manipulation, and, you know, evil Dr. Will, he was working every side he could get. He was trying to get Erica to nominate Danielle, and he was trying to tell Mike Boogie that he's got to get his girlfriend Erica to nominate the right ones, I mean, and so on and so forth. So there was all this talk back and forth, and Janelle knows that she's on her way out and so forth. So anyway, the whole show was all about that and how they were working the situation and so forth. But it ended up that when Erica brought the nomination little thing around and pulled out the keys, that Janelle and George, Chicken George, were nominated for eviction, which means Erica is saving Mike Boogie, Will, and Danielle, which is a shame, because I was hoping that she would nominate Will, at least Will, because she doesn't really have that much of an allegiance with Will. But she nominated him anyway. And there was a cute food competition. I thought that was cute, the way they were dressed up as bees and flowers, and they had to, the bees had to jump in this big vat of, like, quote-unquote pollen, and then they had to fill up these different containers by the getting the stuff squeezed out of them. So that was kind of interesting. And it was fun. And I think Chicken George won a week off of slop, although I don't really remember that part too much. Anyway, so that's the Big Brother update. And I'm hoping on Tuesday's show that in the power of veto. Now, here's the thing about this. Okay, so she nominated Janelle and Chicken George. If Janelle wins the power of veto, then she's going to have to put up Will. But I'm really, really, really hoping that Janelle does not win the power of veto, and she actually gets out this time. I mean, she's a great player and all, but I just think she needs to go. Although I think Dr. Will or Boogie really need to go, because I would like to have the underdogs win for once, or at least end up in the final four. Meaning that I would like to see Erica, Danielle, and Chicken George in there, and the other three can leave. So Anyway, we will see what happens. So it'll be interesting to see what happens to the power of veto competition on Tuesday. And of course, I'm sure I will talk about it at some point. Now, there has been a bit of news elsewhere in the world, specifically on Sunday. Three things really hit the news big time on Sunday, and I'm sure as I talk about this, you are already aware of this. And one of them may have already changed its situation at this point, but there was a plane crash in Kentucky. A Conair commuter flight had 50 people on board, and 49 of them died. Only one survived. And what I know that that's probably not news to you, but what I found interesting was that this was the first, is that right? The first major airplane crash in 5 years. I think that's what it is. I heard some statistic like that. So I thought that was very interesting that we've had safe air flight for 5 years. And I guess maybe that's true because right after 9/11, there was that one plane crash in New York, but I don't remember any in the United States. Of course, there's been other plane crashes all around the world, but in the United States, I think there was only this. This is the first one in 5 years. But the problem with that is, you know how what people always say is that these things come in threes, so there'll be like two more airplane crashes, you know, coming up. I don't know that I've ever believed that, or even if it's true. Of course, it's not true, but I don't know if I even believe that. But that's like a superstitious kind of thing. Let's hope that that's not true and there's no more airplane crashes. Not that I know of anybody who's flying anytime soon that I know of. But anyway, I just hope that that doesn't happen. Let's hope. Cross your fingers. Anyway, the other thing that happened was that the two Fox News reporters were released from, because they were hijacked. They were kidnapped last week in Israel, right? Yeah, I think so. Anyway, they were... I'm watching something on TV and it was, I'm not going to tell you that story. Anyway, the two reporters from the Fox News channel were released from their captors or whoever kidnapped them. I don't know that I think that's all that significant, but I thought I remembered last week on the news that the people who had kidnapped them said they're not going to release them until all the Muslim prisoners were released. Well, I don't remember any Muslim prisoners being released, but yet they released these two reporters. So I don't know. I don't know what the deal is about that. So anyway, those two have been released, and I guess they're back with their families safe and sound and not harmed and so forth. And the last major news... I got to stop this tickle in my throat. You know, I should drink some water. I have a bottle of water right here. Let's see if you can pick this up. I don't know if the microphone picked it up or not, but hopefully that cleared my throat. Anyway, the last bit of news that I was going to talk about was the Hurricane Ernesto. All weekend, actually, this has been a huge concern of the boyfriend's because, if you may remember correctly, his parents live in New Orleans in the hurricane zone, and they had damage last year from Katrina and so forth. So the minute a hurricane is announced in the Atlantic, he starts to panic. Well, no, I shouldn't say panic. He doesn't panic. He worries. He starts checking the website. He knows these hurricane websites that he checks over and over again to check the path. He probably knows about it more than the average person, and he constantly checks the websites. Well, he was really getting worried Friday night after dinner, he checked the website, and on Friday night, the path of the hurricane that they were predicting had it going right into the Gulf, and New Orleans was in that cone of possibility, I believe they call it. But then, and so of course, he's watching it, and he's emailed his parents. And so just the same kind of things that we went through last year for Katrina, literally a year ago this weekend, because the exact same thing happened last year. However, when we woke up on Sunday morning and he checked the website, he found that the cone of possible landfall or whatever had moved to the panhandle of Florida, And that really, I mean, he was like, things, the bricks were lifted off his shoulder. He was feeling so much better about it. So I know that even though it'll be sad if it actually becomes a huge hurricane and does hit the panhandle of Florida, I just know that in terms of the Gulf Coast where Katrina hit, they should be breathing a sigh of relief because they're not in the path, well, as of now, they're not in the path of this hurricane. And actually, late this afternoon, they downgraded it from a hurricane back to a tropical storm. But they do expect it to, maybe by the time you're listening to this, it already has been back up to a hurricane. But they do expect it to become a hurricane again, and possibly, before it does hit landfall, become a hurricane Category 2. But of course, we won't know for a couple of days. So, you know, that the whole thing about Katrina and then now this hurricane gets people all edgy and worried. And of course, now, the boyfriend and I had our Katrina review update last week, but now all the TV stations, the news channels and all this stuff are having Katrina updates this week. For example, ABC News will be broadcasting from New Orleans all this week and be following the updates and stuff. It's like, it's a shame that it has to be a year later before they continue to get coverage. Although I guess the hurricane has been covered pretty well in the past year. So anyway, I'll be watching that on the news and seeing what they have to say about the updates or the rebuilding of Katrina. There was a thing on, was it the CBS Sunday Morning Show or was it, I forget what show I saw this on, but they went through point by point of what the president, Bushy, said he would do and what has actually come true and what hasn't come true. And basically, even though it's taken a year, he's followed through on most of his promises except for rebuilding. The people of New Orleans say that they have not been provided the money that they need to rebuild. And on top of that, there are the contractors and the workers, there's not enough there. I mean, there's a lot down there, but there's not enough to rebuild everything. And then, of course, the city government and the state government don't know what areas of the city are going to be rebuilt and those that will be torn down. The news tonight said that that if the people do not return to their houses or do some kind of claim of their houses, they will be bulldozed. And I believe they've started bulldozing them already. Anyway, enough about the Katrina stuff. I'm just glad that the hurricane has taken a turn towards the east and will not be worrying my boyfriend anymore. And the last thing I'm going to talk about are the Emmys, the Television Arts and Sciences something or other, the Emmys, you know, the Primetime Emmy Awards. Actually, they're on right now as I speak, and I'm really not following them. I'm watching HGTV's Design Star, so I really don't know what's going on. But when I did turn on and started watching it, I did see that Megan Mullally won her Emmy for Best Supporting Actress in a Comedy for Will and Grace. And that's a great way to go out, even though the show ended last year. But, you know, the Emmys are for the previous year anyway. So I was very pleased to see that she won an Emmy. And this is her second Emmy. And she's been nominated, I think that's what they said, every year since she's been on the show, which I thought was really cool. And she's won two of them. So good for you, Megan. But what are you going to do now? Or doesn't she have a talk show now? I don't really know. I haven't really been following her every detailed career. Oh, excuse me. I'm burping up that water I just drank. So anyway, while you're listening to this, I am currently at work. I do not want to go back to work tomorrow. Anyway, you know, just to reiterate the time change of the posting, I won't be posting until between 5 and 5:30 a.m. And probably the shows aren't going to be, you know, quite as long. I know I've had a couple shows that have been like 39 minutes long. But I'm going to really try to keep them between 20 and 30 minutes to cut down on the amount of time it takes to edit them and post them. So anyway, I think that's all for today, boys and girls. I hope you are enjoying your Monday back at work, because I'm sure I am. So tune in tomorrow for another show. I don't know what we'll talk about. I don't know who will be on, but there'll be something going on. So boys and girls, until next time, bye.
Usher Ray.